Chapter 4. The Real Housewives of Chancery Lane, Tamsin. The following morning I had, without any sleep, managed to convince myself that it was all a horrific cock-up. Of course I wouldn't say the word cock-up because that would be common. But I'd told the kids the bank had made a mistake and Simon must be delayed. Of course Sam wasn't so easy to convince. Delayed? Where? Australia? Rude, I snapped. He's done a runner, added Mrs. J from under the kitchen island. Sam and I looked at each other. I don't keep her there, you understand, I said. She just appears in a puff of smoke. Sam laughed. So where is he, that hubby of yours? Came the voice again. Apparently she was cleaning the floor, but I suspected she'd just found a good vantage point for ear flapping. Look, I don't know where he is, but what I do know is he works hard. He's probably been working all night. He's pulled an all-nighter before. That's what he calls it, Mrs. J muttered. Enough! That's my husband you're talking about. Mrs. J didn't miss a trick. I once mentioned that Simon was very friendly with a woman at work, and she'd pestered me for weeks about it, asking if he was working, when he was working and who with, until I suggested she ask him for a copy of his bloody work schedule. Now wasn't the time for her to be bad-mouthing Simon, though I have to say I was beginning to feel very angry with him myself. I was trying his phone every few minutes like an obsessed person, but it was permanently off. Where the hell was he? Meanwhile, Sam had turned up at dawn and was trying to get me to pack, but how could I? My heart was breaking, and I just kept thinking, if I wait another few minutes, he'll be here, or he'll call, and it will all be fine. But it was now 11 a.m, 19 hours after the bailiffs had burst in, and still nothing from him. Coffee? I asked her, and she gave me a you-should-be-packing look. Tamsin, I can't hang around too long, love. I've left Richard running the bakery, and he doesn't know his eclairs from his croque-en-bouche. Just a quick coffee? I asked, feeling like a child. She nodded and I put the kettle on. Suddenly I was asking my little sister for permission to make a cup of coffee. A lot had happened in the last 24 hours. I opened my bag of coffee and breathed deeply. My rich, roast Sumatra Wahana was like pure therapy. I remembered the first time I'd tasted it, in a little cafe in the lakes. Just thinking about that holiday now made me want to cry. I grabbed a tissue, and Sam immediately asked if I was okay. Oh, I was just thinking. One of my best ever Christmases was when Simon and I spent an idyllic pre-children Christmas in a cottage in the Lake District, I said, shaking coffee beans into the electric grinder. The cottage was almost falling down, no heating, a leaking toilet and frozen pipes. But each day we'd wrap up warm and wander the hills. We loved the snow, the fresh air, the nothingness, taking our pleasure from the peace and quiet and just being alone together. I poured hot water onto the ground coffee, filling my nostrils with the nutty, soothing aroma of freshly ground beans. I took out two mugs, while Sam slid into a seat at the kitchen table. She was always a good listener. I suppose she had to be, because I was a good talker. In the evenings we'd return to the cosy cottage and eat local cheese, a bottle of wine, and sit by a roaring log fire. I gazed ahead, remembering how life had been, how we had been. We had no money, a rented flat, and little idea where our lives were going to take us. But we were happy, somehow. Equal, you know? Sam looked puzzled. What do you mean? Well, I know you think Simon can be a bit of a bully, but he isn't. It's just that over the years he sort of took charge. And as he became more successful, I took a back seat and focused more on the kids and home.
So you gave up helping out with the business, and
I didn't feel I could involve myself in the business anymore. It wasn't my arena. I lost my confidence.
Sam looked angry. But you're a vibrant, intelligent woman with so much to give.
You started that business with Simon, and once the kids were off your hands, you could have gone back there to work.